Turning to news from the Middle East, and aid agencies today accused the quartet of Middle East peace negotiators of failing in its mission and urged it to show it was up to the task. The agencies issued a damning report just before the quartet, made up of Russia, the United States, the European Union and the United Nations, meets in New York tomorrow to discuss the peace process. US President George W. Bush launched Israeli-Palestinian peace talks at Annapolis near Washington last November, seeking a deal on the establishment of a Palestinian state before he leaves office next January. The agency said the deadline seemed unlikely to be met. They also said that the visible progress on the ground demanded by the quartet when it met in Berlin in June had not materialised. We spoke to Hanan Omasud, Emergency Advocacy Officer at Christian Aid, one of the agencies involved in the drafting of the report.
I mean, it's clearly what they haven't been doing, and what they haven't been doing is exerting that political will to hold both parties to account, and that is where the ultimate failure has happened. I mean, the quartet, it's the United Nations, the European Union, the U.S. and Russia, they're key international actors who have driven this process forward. And if enough political will was exerted, I think that they could effect really great change on the ground that would improve the humanitarian situation for Palestinians and Israelis as well. It is about that political will. It's about that will to take a step forward, to hold people to account, to what they've already agreed to commit to.